Back in September and October, I preached a series of sermons on Christian cliches. And I based it on a book written by Adam Hamilton called Half-Truths. Because these cliches, like everything happens for a reason, or God doesn't give us more than we can handle, all of these are half-true. There's roots of these sayings found in Scripture, but they're not entirely true. Well, today I have another half-truth that is fitting for Pledge Sunday, and that is this. It is the notion that my giving is between God and me. It's a half-truth because it is true that God does know our hearts. He knows what's in your heart when you decide what to give. He knows what we think, he knows how we feel in a way that no one else, even those who are closest to us, don't know. So yes, our giving and what we give is between God and us. But if we mean that it is only between God and each of us, well, that's the half that is not true. Because while the amount that you pledge and give is confidential, what you give has very real implications for a lot of people. As members of the body of Christ, the church, we belong to Christ, yes, but we also belong to each other. We are bound to each other, you could even say, just like that hymn says, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." We are bound to each other because we're the church. We are not just a bunch of individuals who come together for worship and learning and serving. No, when we gather, no matter whether it's here or in someone's yard to rake leaves, when we come together, we become something else. We become a body of its own. And just as how we speak to each other matters, how we look at each other matters, how much we respond to each other when things happen in our lives matters, how much we give to the church matters to each other. In a very kind of simple way, an example of that is that when we don't give generously, we create stress for those who are responsible for carrying out the ministries of the church as they seek to do it with maybe not enough. And the spirit in which we give matters as well. Giving from a place of fear or resentment or insecurity or frustration is not what Jesus wants for his church, the body, nor for the individual givers. When we hold tightly to our giving being just between God and me, we are dangerously close to a mindset that doesn't take into consideration others and the impact that we have on others in our giving. Because to be honest, nothing in our lives really is just between God and ourselves. Even the things that are super private impact and influence who we are, which in turn impacts our relationships with others and our perspectives on things. And you know, God made us this way. We are not just connected, we are interconnected. And that's actually a good thing. Remember back to the Sunday when we looked at the Christian cliche, God helps those who help themselves? In it, I said that as Christians, our calling is not to shrug off responsibility for helping our neighbors by invoking that phrase, "Well, God helps those who help themselves, I don't have to help them." Instead, God commands us to take special concern for others. Releasing our firm grasp on mine is how God makes sure those who are struggling have enough and how God grows his church. God's abundant love is for everyone, yes. It is not something we earn or we buy or we work for. We cannot help ourselves into God's grace and love. The very essence of grace is that God helps those who cannot help themselves. That's what grace is. There are times when people cannot make it on their own, and that's when God prompts us to help. We become God's answer to someone else's prayer. God's instrument of love and grace, that's the church. God's abundant love, our grateful response. Jesus' response to the woman who was criticized for using a very fine, expensive ointment to wash Jesus' feet was, "Leave her alone. She has performed a good service for me." In other places where this story appears, Jesus also says, "Those who have been forgiven much will love much in return." God's abundant love, our grateful response. Knowing that we are forgiven, that we are loved, that we are blessed, it changes everything. Because now we know that everything we have, even the things we work for, actually belong to God. Because don't forget, we belong to God. We think we own things. And according to the ways of the world and our market economy, we do. But according to a Christian mindset, we don't. God is the proper owner of everything and has made us stewards, the ones who take care of what is really His. It's a hard shift to make in our minds, but when we do, it's really quite freeing. Understanding that everything we have, not just our wealth, but our talents and our abilities, has been entrusted to us to fulfill God's purposes and desires for not just us, but for everyone, is a wonderful way to live. Responding to God's generosity towards us with generosity towards others is what Christians do. And it's what the church as a body does as well. That's why our corporate mission giving, what goes out from our operating expense in mission, that's why that is so important. The church also must steward the money that you pledge and you give according to biblical principles, which are defined by generosity and caring for others. In other words, it's not all about us. A sense of ownership, of deserving, of having earned the goods that we enjoy in life is, I believe, the mortal enemy to gratitude. Gratitude recognizes that we really start with empty hands, and then we can only give thanks for not just what, but who has filled them. Gratitude looks around in wonder at all that has furnished our life and feels not so much a sense of accomplishment, but rather surprised delight that life is so good. When we feel grateful, it's hard to be mean or cruel or indifferent, for we understand that all of life is a gift, and the gift of our good life then moves us to respond. How can we not give back when we realize how much has been given to us? Margaret Atwood wrote a poem that expresses well this need for us to understand that we don't own and possess everything in our lives. She's writing in this poem about nature, but hear her point applying to any and all of our possessions. The poem is entitled, "The Moment." The moment when, after many years of hard work and a long voyage, you stand in the center of your room, house, half acre, square mile, island, country, knowing at last how you got there and say, "I own this," is the same moment When the trees unloose their soft arms around you, the birds take back their language, the cliffs fissure and collapse, the air moves back from you like a wave and you can't breathe. No, they whisper, you own nothing. You were a visitor, time after time, climbing the hill, planting the flag, proclaiming, we never belonged to you. You never found us. It was always the other way around. What a great little poem. Our God has blessed us, has sought us, has found us. And acknowledging this in grateful surprise is a cornerstone of the Christian life. I love that Pledge Sunday this year is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, because the two have so much in common. They are both our, not mine or yours, but our response to God's great love for us. On Thursday, when we pause to give thanks, remember who you are thanking. Christians don't just fling their gratitude out into the universe. No, we know who to thank for what's before us, who's sitting next to us, and all that is around us. Same with Pledge Sunday. We don't just make a secret pledge to God to give a little bit to the church. No. Again, we know that in our giving, we are making an impact in very real, big, and specific ways, and most especially in the lives of our children and our young people. So many of the kids from our church who were raised here in the last 10 years or so are now in college and are engaging in Christian ministries on campus. They're choosing Christian colleges, as we heard last week from Jack Horseman. They're finding ways to serve. They're reading their Bibles and growing in their faith. Your pledge is not just between you and God. It is sowing into the lives of our children in powerful ways. Sharing Christ and changing lives. God's abundant love and our grateful response. Amen.